Welcome back to Wold's World. I'm Andrew Howison, joined by Principal Wold, and today we have a special Thanksgiving-themed episode. We're going to talk about what Thanksgiving and family means to us. Mr. Wold, welcome.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I think we have to start off with the basics. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
So we are headed to Spokane. My in-laws are from that Spokane area, all Gonzaga Prep alumni. So... yeah, we're going to be spending time. We actually travel over there today, so we'll be heading over there. My sister-in-law will be hosting, and she's super excited. It's her first time hosting. Unfortunately, over the last year, we've had some grandparents pass away in the Spokane region that normally they would be the host site, and they're, you know, large family get-togethers. But, you know, with passing comes some different traditions, new traditions. And so we have a new tradition this year that we're going to be spending time at my sister-in-law's home, and really looking forward to it. And then after the Thanksgiving festivities, Thursday and Friday, we actually head to Pullman, Washington to attend the Apple Cup. So my brother and his wife, my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, my wife and youngest son will see my oldest son, who's a freshman at Wazoo. And we'll attend the Apple Cup and get a chance to root on the Cougs. Go Cougs. And my son is rushed, and he is a part of fraternity. So going to his frats for the Apple Cup definitely has me nervous. I'm a little worried about what this is all going to look like. But I'm thrilled. It's been a great fit for my son at Wazoo. They've treated him so well. That's going to be my weekend, Andrew.
Sounds like
quite
fun.
Quite eventful.
Sounds like a lot of fun. There you go. It's going to be a busy, jam-packed weekend.
Absolutely.
When we are at the dinner table for Thanksgiving, I think there's sometimes a lot of different stereotypes that are at the table. You know, sometimes you might have that overbearing grandparent who's like, you know, have you gone to college? You know, do you have a girlfriend? And then there's always, I think, that uncle that can stir things up. So do you have those sort of stereotypes at your table?
I think we have some stereotypes. We definitely have some people in the mix. Most of those conversations happen around football. We definitely have a football culture in our home, so we get a chance to chat about the game. We typically will do a little family wagering. So we'll do some betting that comes along with those games. Typically, it's choosing quarters and scores and things like that. It's not usually wins and losses as much as it is around, you know, point totals and things of that kind. So that goes for my, unfortunately, I hate to put this out there in the streets, but my third grader is a part of the betting. And we're, you know, there's definitely money changing hands in that way. But it's a lot of fun. There's some gentle ribbing and fun in that way. So the whole family gets involved, and it makes for those football games, exciting. It makes it enjoyable and a little bit of trash talk, wonderful food and festivities.
Is it NFL, college, both?
We don't discriminate. All those
good
games are welcomed, but mostly NFL on that day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, on the themes, you know, Thanksgiving has a lot of themes like family and gratefulness. What are you grateful for this year?
Well, honestly, I'm very grateful for our staff and students. I know that seems very cliche from an administrator, but it's just really been a wonderful year to start here. I know that we've gone through some transition and some challenges in many ways, but just my opportunity to connect with our board reps, Asha and Andrew, our MIHS cabinet and staff members who really thoughtfully prepare for their work in the classroom, and the teacher leaders that we have, our administrators, Erica Hill and Lisa Dean, who are just crushing their work. You know, in my newsletter, I get a chance to highlight some of the hidden heroes in our school, from our custodial team members, our classified staff members, and paraeducators. This week, I'm going to get a chance to highlight Ron and Benium with our technology team. And so I'm thrilled to share in all the success and wonderful challenges that really come to MIHS. So I'm super grateful to be here. I love MI. And so I am grateful for this experience that Mercer Island has treated me so well. So I do find myself in my feelings, like Drake would say. I'm definitely in my feelings thinking about this experience here at MI. Super grateful. And Andrew, if I don't mind, I know I'm not the one that asks questions. What about you? What are you grateful for?
Well, I've always said this, and I continue to say this. There's one thing, a couple things. The biggest thing I'm always grateful for is garbage trucks. that's something that my cousin said when she was very young. And ever since then, I've also said it because I think for Hidden Heroes, garbage truck workers and people who work with waste are always our hidden heroes. You know, we put our trash by the side of the road and it gets picked up and taken away. And I think that's such a needed job. And I don't think a lot of times they get enough thanks. So, and of course, family and my friends. But I always like to say garbage trucks because I think they're really a big piece of people's lives and they don't even realize it.
That's thoughtful, Andrew. And especially at this time of year, it's good to remember that it takes our collective, right? It takes all of us and we all play our role. Some of us have just different roles inside of our this big thing called life. And so that's one of the many roles for sure.
Absolutely. And you already kind of started to hit on my next question, which, you know, these themes of Thanksgiving, how do you try to spread them not only into this week, but the entire year?
Yeah, Andrew, I think this is a time where I get a chance to connect with family and friends for sure. This is a time where I'm really looking to schedule individual time. We do some Friendsgiving things with our immediate friends inside of the Woodinville area where I live. But some other relationships where people are really running, you know, this fall, everybody's busy and running. But I'm trying to do more thoughtful work of scheduling time with these people that really help me be me. And so I'm looking forward to connecting through the holiday season. I know in one of my previous times with you, I got a chance to talk about adopting a family. Mm-hmm. And so we do that work around the holidays as well, trying to find other ways to serve and give back. And that's definitely some ways for us to help our community, our greater community. And I hope I'm going to hopefully get a chance to talk about it at our winter assembly as I talk to the, mm-hmm. the assembly prep folks about some of those messaging. But I really hope that our community takes that on as well. We live in such a beautiful place and have a lot of things at our disposal. And I hope that our community really spends their time thinking about who else we can help and support during the holidays. I know that our team at Crest has created kind of a Crest food bank in many ways of trying to create food to give out to other people. They've done some wonderful work. Janelle Honeycutt, one of the educators over there in that building, has generated hundreds and hundreds of dollars in food and items to give to some of our students and family that need more. So that's actually already happening in our school. So, you know, spreading that love, Andrew, is definitely on my mind to be able to give back to our individual community here in Mercer Island, but also our greater Western Washington community and beyond.
It's what we're all about. Right after Thanksgiving, it is Native American Heritage Day. So with Thanksgiving, how do we also empower our Native American voices, not only on the island, but around our country and around the world?
Well, Andrew, you know, it's interesting. Something that we're going to be starting here in our announcements is starting to add more land acknowledgement, that this has to be more forward and proactive in our work. So you'll as you're a part of announcements, we are spending more time doing land acknowledgements and just recognizing the people that were here before us and people that we share this land with now. I know in Eastern Washington, this has been embedded in their culture of doing more land acknowledgement and recognizing Native tribes that are working in our space and spending time in our space. So again, we need to take a more proactive approach, an education approach to this. But I definitely think that it's going to be a more concerted effort, not only in December, but in and beyond here at NMI.
Awesome. I have some quick fire questions that I want to go through.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Sometimes they might be a little decisive, depending on who you ask. So should decorations and lights be put up before or after Thanksgiving?
After. However, we're before right now. My wife was really gung-ho, but I say after.
Okay. Are you a turkey fan?
No, I'm not. I'm more of a prime rib ham type of person. I think turkey gets too dry. So, but I do like the after, like the next day turkey sandwiches and things like that. But yeah, definitely not.
Okay. Then let me say, this year, are you having turkey?
We are having turkey. We're having turkey and ham. I was going for prime rib. I wanted prime rib bad. And I lost.
Well, we're having roast beef for the first time ever.
Delicious.
So I'm actually not a big turkey hater, but my mom was like, we're not doing turkey this year. And I said, okay, boss, whatever you say goes. So it's a losing battle to try to fight on that one.
Yeah, no.
Favorite meal at Thanksgiving?
We do a homemade soup, and I know that sounds like such an old guy comment, like soup. Yeah, I love soup. But there's a homemade soup where you kind of roll the noodles, and it's kind of dense and just warms your body. And many of our Thanksgiving holidays have actually had snow because we've been in Spokane for most of them with my in-laws. And so this homemade soup is delicious, and it's kind of an appetizer, but everybody gets a bowl of this soup, and it's fantastic. If there's any leftovers, Andrew, I'm bringing some by to you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I know there's snow in Spokane, so...
That's correct.
About 2 weeks old, but still there because it gets, as you know, very cold.
That's right. You were just there at your conference, Andrew. How did that go? I saw a clip of you speaking to large groups of people. How was the conference?
It was just a blast. I think the conference theme about belonging is as true then as it is now and around Thanksgiving, that the conference really emphasized that we have to belong for learning to happen, as kind of you said, when you know, we need education to be the forefront. And if we're not meeting these other needs, education isn't happening. And they really touched on that during the conference. So I need time to reflect over Thanksgiving because it was three whole days of just, you know, getting thrown information after information, but it was really great. So I'm excited to work with you and implement some of that.
There's a great photo of you and Mustafa in front of a poster around belonging too. And yes, as we talk about some of our school improvement goals around belonging in that way, Andrew, it's got to be at the forefront of all the work that we do. All of our Islanders got to feel like they have a place here. Our staff, our students, our community, that they feel like this is home. Yeah. And if we're not doing that, if we're not meeting that need, I'm going to work tirelessly to do so. I mean, it's critical work.
Absolutely.
So everybody to feel like this is their home for sure.
Awesome. I have one last question, and I want you to take some time and really think about this. What do you have a favorite Thanksgiving memory? If that's setting off a fire alarm, burning a turkey, dropping mashed potatoes, do you have a story to share with the audience of around Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'll say the one that comes to my mind right away is my grandparents were such huge, important members of my life on my dad's side growing up. And we would go to my cousin's home up in Marysville. So it was quite a ways away, but they had a small basketball court. And so my brother and I would take on my cousins, and the whole family would be on the upper deck, and they'd watch. And it was heated. It was competitive. And it was wet and gross, and we'd fall and push and shove. And then afterwards, we would just share so many wonderful smiles and laughter, but we got after it. I mean, this was two-on-two basketball at its finest. People taking sides, people throwing bets down, people at really into it. I mean, went into the grass, people tackling each other.
Oh,
it
wow.
was wild. So I have some vivid memories of two-on-two basketball and then going inside, watching some football games and just really rejoicing with our family. That tradition when my grandparents passed away, that died, and it's been tough to recover. I mean, honestly, it was such a wonderful solidifying time for our family and a time for us to connect. But it's such a wonderful memory for my brother and I. And of course, you know, we won the majority of those games, Andrew.
That's the
very important part. But I have such fond memories of that period of time of being up at that home in Marysville and with my family and a lot of laughter. Even now, just thinking about it, I got a smile on my face just thinking about all those great times. So that's the first thing that jumps out.
That's awesome. Well, from us to you, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We want to make sure you spend time with your family and your friends, and you have a warm Thanksgiving, and you care for yourself and you care for others. Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, Andrew, and to all of our listeners out there. Happy Thanksgiving. Incredibly grateful to be here at MI.